podcast, baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you're what I'm
every
talking.
Chance you get,
you
every minute.
A joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yeah, that's right. You are currently on the Republic Broadcasting Network and tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. I am joined by my esteemed colleague, the one and only Man Wonder, the man I can say is definitely one of my peers. One of my greatest peers, and I am always proud to have him on the show. We have Will Turpit from The Man Truth.
Well, I very much appreciate it. That's one of the best compliments I ever got to be on your hearage. So that's really cool, man. I appreciate that. Oh yeah, a lot of stuff going on, man. We've been having some really good shows lately too. We've been having a lot of good topics. A lot of good callers, a lot of good guests and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun, man. And this, as I always say, man, this is one of the few places that I can say what I want, especially now on my YouTube channels. Really, really can't do that. So this is a place, and I want to get more and more people on this platform. So if you're listening, share the live feed and text it out to people because, you know, this is one of the few places. And go support RBN and this show. Online, there's a donate button too. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and get involved so we can still have this place. Thank you, B.
Great front man and awesome backup. He's there in the clutch. All right, yeah. So we're going to start off with a little bit of a soft serve and then we'll ramp up as the show goes along. I have to sort of start off with my main man, Jimmy Dore. He's been cracking me up lately. And so I think I'm never going to be finished with Biden. Oh, Biden. So if you are a old Biden fan, you might as well turn this show off right now because we're not having it here. We're going to get to the truth of the matter and the imperialistic crap that's going on. The covert imperialistic crap, which is bringing about communism. And, you know, coming on to this network with John Stadmiller finding out that I was former general in the Black Panther Party, the original, he's like, you know Pico Kami, are you? Like, no, I hate the idea of it because it can't be done right. Communism cannot be done right in the current and socially, politically, culturally, it just can't be done. There are a lot of things that just can't be done. So I'm definitely no Pinko Commie, as he put it. So I really want to be sure. I should have thrown that out there, my affiliation with the Black Panthers, but hey, whatever. I've had to rescind the job because, well, they're a little bit behind on the times. They're mired in the days of Mao. And so, to get updated, to get things going, to get things moving, I got to get with my tech heads. I got to get with those who know psychology. I got to get with those who are beyond the realm of old ways. Because the old ways aren't... The old ways are... being used to the fullest. You have the four horsemen: war, plague, famine, etc. So those are things that the establishment are going to continue to use against us. What old teachings won't tell you is how to fight that in a new day and era. But anyhow, I want to go ahead and get to this clown that's old Biden. So let's go ahead and play that first clip.
So they found Derek Chauvin guilty on all three charges for killing George Floyd. And I like what Brian Merchant says. He says, extremely cool to be so relieved that the man filmed in high def video murdering someone was found guilty of murder. That's how bad it is in the United States. We have to white knuckle that decision. We weren't sure what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. At least he got charged. Only 7 police officers have been convicted of murder for police shootings since 2005. And you know how many police shootings there have been since 2005? A trillion. Turns out there's been a trillion. One bad apple down, a whole orchard's to go, says Trey. And here's Nancy. The reason why I really want to talk about this right now is because of this. Nancy Pelosi went out and did this, and I don't know what in the hell is going on, but apparently there's no way. By the way, now you're gonna find out why she's less popular than Trump. She's less popular than Trump. Okay.
Well, you're saying I don't know what the hell is going on. Neither does she.
Neither does she. Watch this.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom.
He didn't. First of all, sacrifices, I think, are made voluntarily, right, Ron?
Yes.
That was not voluntary. He did not volunteer for that. He didn't sacrifice. He was victimized, right?
Yeah. No. This is incredible. Like this is. I mean, I saw this yesterday when everybody was retweeting it, and wow.
She's thanking a guy who was murdered by the police as if it's a verse in Goodnight Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Nobody told her this was a bad idea.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous.
If you were wondering, what does it sound like when a politician or a person talks and they're not emotionally connected to the words they're saying? That's what it sounds like.
Okay, you know what, guys? I kind of jumped ahead. So that's a different clip, obviously talking about the George Floyd killing. You want to talk about disconnected? Okay, George Floyd was calling out Mama. In the black culture, when you have a woman that you are, you know, connected with, you know, a significant other, whether she be a girlfriend or a wife, she becomes mama in often cases. Okay? He was calling out for his girlfriend.
Did he also say get my home mama to that same lady?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, didn't he also say get my phone mama from that same lady on the video?
Correct. I believe something like that.
She completely misread that. What an idiot.
Well, it's not that she misread it. She didn't get updated. To misconstrue that is one thing, but not to be updated on the situation. That was in the trial. The girlfriend was up on the stand saying,
it's right in the video.
He was calling out for me.
Mom, it's right there. I mean, you're right. She's so out of touch. Oh, my goodness.
And for the simple fact that she tries to have these, and you can look in the clip. She's got half of the people behind her, this group of people, I love how there's always a cavalcade of people behind these politicians while they speak. Like, anybody's really backing any of these maniacs. But they have to keep up appearances, right? And so, basically, half of the group of the people behind her are black. They're African Americans. So, that shows... And the white people are just like, this is nonsense. And the black people, I guess they're designated yes men, yes women. They're just nodding to everything she's saying. I didn't nod to anything she said. Okay? So I can tell you, you know, you can rent a black guy. Or there must be a service or something for these politicians. Rent a black person for your cause. Because that's exactly what went down in the scene. Yeah, she's out of touch. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's been a while since I brought up the show Spitting Image. But there's an episode of Spitting Image where they make fun of her for kowtowing and trying to suck up to every different political group that there is. By the end of the show, she was like some weird combination of black lesbian something or other because she lost her identity. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Spitting Image, people. So I saw that maybe 6 months ago. So obviously these people knew something that the rest of society doesn't know. But there she is. And I don't even know why Nancy Pelosi is standing anywhere saying anything. Who gives a damn? I wish the old bag would finish drinking herself to death and let the rest of society try to move on and forget about her at least. Will, anything before we move on?
Yeah, and, you know, this is just like, so she's so completely out of touch. Same thing where, you know, she didn't want people to get haircuts and wear masks, and then she gets a maskless haircut, and, you know, everybody's, like, losing their jobs or businesses. People are being ripped apart at funerals. People are getting arrested for going to church. And she's sitting there in front of her, like, $8,000 refrigerator. And I forget what it was, late night show or just a regular show, but there's a clip of her and her ice cream. And she's talking, she's smiling, you know, everyone's in the midst of a pandemic, but she's got her plastered face. It's plastered by alcohol. It's also plastered by Botox and all of her jewels and her fancy clothes and her big fancy fridge. And then she starts proceeding to show the American people all of her delicious gourmet ice cream. Oh, I just love ice cream. This lady's got like stacked fridge, and Americans are like, can I please have some of that stimulus money that I paid you? Like, can I get 1% of the money that I paid you? Can you shut my business down? And she's got these pearls on. Oh man, what a woman.
Yeah, probably the only pearl necklace she's gotten in a while.
I don't know. Let's, who knows?
Show us your boobs or get off the stage. All right. So, in case you're just joining us, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. yeah, next clip, please.
Which one do you want exactly? Just
go down the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think this is the first one. Black bank manager.
Oh, well, you know what? You're right, Mike. Let's skip that one. Let's go to the old Biden stuff.
Okay, yeah. Jimmy Dore, absurd gushing over Biden.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Not going to do it. CNN is noticing. And now here it is. They're asking Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Progressive Caucus, what she thinks about Joe Biden's performance so far. You ready for this? Sit back. Hold on to your...
One of your progressive, your fellow progressives in the House, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says that he's exceeded her expectations and expectations for progressives. Do you agree?
I do.
Well, turns out they got together on a block over that one, didn't they? They all agree on that. Isn't that funny how they, when they all can come together, it's an aid of the establishment Democrats? That's the only time that they all come together as a block. Isn't that weird? Okay, here we go.
You know, I think that this has been a really interesting time for us to see how the progressive movement at large, all the progressive voters, young voters, voters of color that came out and turned out for the president in November, helping us to win the White House, the Senate, and the House.
And then him doing absolutely nothing to help those people. In fact, he admonished black civil rights activists who were asking him to do things through executive order that he could do like that to help the black community. And he said, go pout sand.
And the pandemic and the way in which it has just really shined such a bright light on all the inequalities that have existed, I think President Biden has risen to the moment. And I really do give him an A in what he's done so far.
They gave him an A. I guess they gave him an A. Is that A for Adderall? That's what I think they... That would be it, right? Is it for Alzheimer's? What is that A for? Is that A for bad attitude when he drops the act, asshole? What is that A? He's going to give him an A. He should get an A for breaking most of his campaign promises, because that's what he's done. We've got no public option. They don't even talk about it. They don't even talk about the, doesn't even come up. The public option, which he ran on, because he was against Medicare for All. He said, I'll give you the public option. Not happening. $15 minimum wage. Not happening. He's not relieving student debt. He just gave $20 billion more to the war machine. $20 billion could end homelessness. Do you know that? He just decided to give it to the war machine and get nothing for it.
Yeah, so... Any thoughts on that, Will?
I when I heard AOC, I didn't hear about this second woman. I'm not too sure about who that second woman was, but I did hear about AOC basically co-signing Biden's first part. And you know, that really kind of disappointed me, because I did believe that although she was misled, AOC was a person that cared. And on some issues, going against Wall Street, and some other things, she's actually pretty good. Yeah, she's obviously misled on the climate change thing. Obviously, she was drafted to run by this, like, think tank. But I honestly thought that she was somebody that would maybe just be misled but had a good heart. So that's pretty disappointing. It's pretty disappointing to see them sell out like that much, especially, you know, ideally, she was going to back Bernie, and he got screwed yet again and sold out yet again, because instead of saying, oh yeah, Hillary won fair and square, who cares about the superdelegates, who cares about what the American people really think, I'll just say the same woman that I said last week was unfit to be president is now should be the president. Oh, and I don't care if Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, oh my God, I hate Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders never said one damn thing about, he didn't even have to say anything about kids, but just the way Joe Biden treats women in this whole Me Too thing, saying all this stuff, all the racist stuff that Biden has said, all the racist stuff, all the sexist stuff he's done, all the gropey, feely, pedophilic stuff he's done, not one word. And again, he gets screwed over again. And what does he do? And, you know, I thought AOC, she was a young, bright-eyed, you know, idealist, and she was misled. And I was like, oh, maybe if we could pill her on a couple things, we'd get somebody, you know, that could shake things up in there. And that's pretty disappointing to hear.
I think she was just selected because she was young and beautiful. And, you know, the youth are supposed to be the hope. And how dumb. How dumb should you not be? Okay, listen, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking motherfuckers. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off out of shit. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can blast the heat. Always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat. See, in the hood, we hungry. We playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See, niggas from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we ill with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus, our money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it.
Yeah, that's right. You can take the, you take me out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of me. And hey, listen, talk about exploitation. Exploitation. I still have those clips for you guys, and I don't know. We'll probably go into those the week after the week, even after that, with my calls about my blackness being exploited by Joe Biden. Society vote for him. I'm still up for a racial draft. If anybody wants to claim me, you know, call in and weigh in your votes. But anyhow, so Biden, scumbag that he is. Listen, people. $15 an hour minimum wage. He don't want to do it. major part of his platform is $15 minimum wage. Now, it's been a long time since I worked in the U.S. It's been a long time. Last time I worked in the U.S. for minimum wage, it was $7.25. Now, minimum wage, you know, you need to get it up there. You know, back then, at $7.25, you definitely have a roommate. Okay, if you weren't living at home with your parents, you have roommates. And you got four of them on $7.25. So why don't we have Obama raise minimum wage? I mean, come on, can we do something for the black folks in the ghetto?
Can we do something? I think that's one of the best songs we ever came back with. But I would actually disagree with you here, V. I think that I don't actually think there should be a minimum wage. I think that the minimum wage hurts people, because what it does is, once they start getting people to have to pay $15 an hour, then that means the bodega owner, who used to pay his 16, 17, 19, 20-year-old son a little bit, or maybe nothing, or charge him free rent under the table, now he has to pay him $15 an hour. He has to get him health insurance. And that's basically going to be losing him money. Keep in mind that if you're a store owner, you have to have a license for a register. You have to have a license to stock shelves. You have to have license to sell cigarettes, like a license to sell alcohol. By the way, the FDA is going to try to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored tobacco. That's their new thing. And I really think that raising the minimum wage just means also the Federal Reserve starts printing more money, which therefore inflates the currency, which hurts everybody, but also the people at the lowest podium of the social economic structure. I think the real way to get back to
But that's fine, though. That's fine, because you get the spotlight. And I'm going to say right now, I'm somebody who's worked underneath the table most of his life. There's no way they're going to track that. There's no way they can track it. So, I mean, that person that was getting charged or getting free rent and all this, they can still do that. They can't track that. But the thing is, if that minimum wage is raised up to $15 an hour, and there's still people across overseas still getting paid 3 cents an hour, it's going to shine a bigger spotlight. And that's why they didn't want to do it.
Well, that is a valid point. And that's another reason why also we have no economy here, too, because with Bill Clinton passing NAFTA and GATT, and Trump supposedly bought that, but nothing really happened. Nothing really changed. But we had, for the first time, American companies could say they're American, go to the Cayman Islands, not have to pay any taxes, and they can just like have stores here, like Apple or, you know, any company that you can think of.
Well, but hold on. You said something that we can't gloss over. Healthcare. Now, we have a pandemic going on, okay? There's no universal healthcare. They want to take they're pulling that from the table completely.
Well, this is what happens, and it's so funny, man. It's like we said it before, you know, every single damn president, or just look up on YouTube if it's still there. President Obama debates candidate Obama. President Bush debates candidate Bush. And just type in the presidents and see what they said then versus what they said now. George Bush, read my lips, no new taxes.
That's a great point. That's a great spot for us to go on the commercial break. The Republic Broadcasting
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take money. Stab peeping in my window. Wow. Feds on me now. They know when I'm sleeping, they know when I'm awake. I know they got my phone tapped, I'm screaming for take. I'm trying to stay out the pants, so I switch states. Bad news, VA now, that sounds great. I see niggas with the ice on, rim shined up. This town's one big pussy, waiting to get fucked. I'll add AI people to get cash.
So you want to see how Joe Biden, I mean, come on, we know he's
if
lying.
If you send
all
John and the Reverend to Washington, those $2,000 checks will go out the door.
We will be able.
So they're not fact-checking that stuff anymore?
It is long past time we have a $15 federal minimum wage.
It's long past time we pass a national $15 an hour minimum wage.
I think it's long, long, long past time that there's a minimum wage of $15 an hour.
It's long past time to be a $15 federal minimum wage.
$15 minimum wage.
$15 minimum wage.
It looks like he's conducting a bullshit orchestra half the time, doesn't it?
$15 million or $15,000. $15.
National minimum wage should be $15.
$15 an hour. $15 an hour.
$15 an hour.
The hell are we arguing about a $15 minimum wage for?
A $15 an hour minimum wage.
$15 should be a minimum wage, period.
$15 an hour. $15 an hour.
$15 an hour.
$15 an hour.
I do support a $15 minimum wage.
A $15 minimum wage.
A $15 minimum wage.
$15 minimum wage.
Why is it even a question?
Do you, of course, support a $15 federal minimum
wage? I do.
It's well past time. The minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. It's well past time.
$15 an hour.
$15 an hour. $15 an hour. And minimum wage is a minimum.
Minimum wage of $15.
People tell me that's going to be hard to pass. Florida just passed it.
A recovery plan also calls for at least $15 an hour.
Well, apparently that's not going to occur.
So you're saying the minimum wage won't be in this?
My guess is it will not be.
Vice President Kamala Harris, she could overrule the parliamentarian.
We'll let the process play out.
We're going to pass a national $15 an hour minimum wage. You all think I'm kidding, don't you?
Yeah, I think you're kidding. I think you're straight up bull S&S. And I do apologize for that unedited BS in there. I totally forgot about that. Anyhow, yeah, I don't want to say upset. I want to say angry. I want to say infuriated. I don't know. I can't put words to the feeling when I came across the information that Washington Post will not be fact-checking anymore. They will not be fact-checking O'Biden. After trying their best to destroy Trump with fact checks. And we know Washington Post. We all know who owns Washington Post, right? I mean, it's not like they're running out of resources or anything. Owned by the richest man in the world, Mr. Jeff Bezos. I mean, come on. Do I need to step backwards and alert you guys to Jeff Bezos' contract with the CIA, $600 million contract with the CIA? Your sources of information mainstream are bots. You can't trust anything coming out of the Washington Post. At least not, I mean, anything having of any real political importance. Because as of right now, the CIA owns Jeff Bezos. Okay? Jeff Bezos owns Washington Post. Washington Post would be fact-checking for us for our absentee, demented, mentally absentee, demented president, O'Biden. I want to put that out there and make sure you people understand what the hell is going on. We got the CIA trafficking guns, drugs, and children in Amazon trucks. Oh yeah, by the way, Amazon is buying up strip malls, warehouses. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, they have lots and lots of inventory. Well, hey, that's great. That's wonderful. Who's checking this inventory? We don't exactly have customs in the middle of the country now, do we? I'm disgusted. That's the word I was looking for. I'm disgusted.
Well, you know, this is... You know me, I'm a strong proponent of the free market. So Amazon's a company, they could do whatever they want. But when you start getting money from the CIA, well, when corporations mix with government, that's literally the definition of fascism. So you're not a private company anymore. You're a fascist. And working with the CIA, who have poisoned children's milk, falsified videos and documents, assassinated foreign leaders, murdered and people done terrible things to American citizens. When you start working with them, that's terrible. And I'm also going through all this news today. One thing you'll see reported over and over again is Amazon's profits tripled during the pandemic. Oh, and why wouldn't they? So our tax money is being sent to the CIA, which, like I just said, are people that poison innocent people, including children's milk, assassinate leaders, rape and torture people, and then they give money to Jeff Bezos who shuts down all these other businesses, small businesses, treats his workers like crap, and then your money goes back into the world's on and off again richest guy, and their profits tripled, but that money doesn't really make its way down to the average person. And don't forget, Amazon filed a patent, I covered it on my channel, to have workers operating robots from within cages. So this is like the future right here. And we're going to have last Bitcoin thing, too, is we're going to have Amazon drones and robots flying in the skies and driving up to your house. So, you know, we thought we'd have flying cars.
Completing the surveillance grid.
Yeah. Big time.
I'm sorry, but that you just—oh my God! You just hit all the walls, my friend. It just all them sugar walls, right to that G spot. Listen, people, this is an atrocity, and it's just business like any other day for these limitards. But for you, the shackles are just—it's like. You people are just lining up. You're like in a Walmart or something, and you look at, oh, these orange jumpsuits look great on us. Oh, I don't know. I like stripes. Black and white stripes. Those look better. Oh, don't these shackles just look wonderful? What sizes do these come in? I mean, this is what I see when I look at America right now. Are you a bunch of idiots? It's time to wake up. Because you're heading off to slaughter cattle. Heading off, you know. You love that pasture where you graze. You love it. There's nothing else in existence. There's nothing else that can possibly expand your mind for you to be able to see the factory down the road, the slaughterhouse. You can't see the foam makers, the plastic wrap makers. You can't see them. You can't see the bar scanner makers. You can't see any of it. Because you're just out the pasture to graze. And some of you are getting missing. Some of you are, well, hey, where'd Tom go? Hey, where'd so-and-so go? We think it's COVID. Maybe it's Mad Cow. Ooh, they took him out. Oh, that cow has some ideas. Oh, he's got Mad Cow disease. he's talking about a place with machines that grind us up into little bits of meat. He must have mad cow disease. Oh, conspiracy theory. Oh, well. Anyways, I'm good. Go ahead, Will. You have some very touching and poignant stuff to talk about. Let's get to that.
I was talking about it last night. I always bring this up, and I'm going to continue to bring this topic up. It's the largest pedophile ring that we know of United States history, Jeffrey Epstein. We know, and he was just the tip of the iceberg. We know all his connections to media now. We know his connections to eugenics, to MIT, to Harvard, to all the science. We found out just recently, as I debuted on the show last night, he's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission and on the board of the Rockefeller Institute. So needless to say, it also ties into Nexium. It ties into everything. It ties into Pizzagate, literally all this stuff. So I've been for God knows how long now, maybe like a year. How long has it been? Maybe even more than a year. I don't know. Almost a year. I don't know the exact timeline. I've been bemoaning the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell, we've yet to see her. Even last night, I went on a little rant talking about, you know, I know the FBI say they don't do mugshots, but geez, she's been to prison. She's been in and out of court a few times, and while we have a sketch. So I looked on, as I always do. I go through ABC News. I go through Associated Press, CNN, CBS, Bloomberg. I go through every single one of them, literally every single one. I don't go through TMZ. Screw TMZ. I go through alternative news, right? And I only saw, I didn't even see this on InfoWars. I only saw three sources reporting this. And the first one was Fox News. And the title there is Ghislaine Maxwell's first photo from prison shows us an unexplained black eye. See it. So we finally have a photograph of Ghislaine Maxwell. You can check it out there. Then you could go to the New York Post. The article of the New York Post is entitled Ghislaine Maxwell pictured for the first time behind bars with a bruise. But this is, so there's two things that I find very interesting, and I'd like both yours and hopefully Mike can comment on this too. So there's two points here. The first point is I'm reading from theguardian.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom of theguardian.com, you'll see the top 10 most viewed articles of the day. And Ghislaine Maxwell, lawyers release photo showing bruised face, is number one. Number one, over an Egyptian mummy, over people dozens killed in a religious festival stampede in Israel, a crime against humanity, a Hollywood sexual predator, the NFL draft, unexplained death syndromes by the White House, over Lady Gaga. That's the number one thing. So that tells me a couple things. One, Americans want to know about this. It was Americans and other people across the whole world that kept the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself thing going. People want to know. This is important to people. But as I just said, I scanned every single media source today. I literally read every single headline. I didn't read every single one. The ones I find are interesting, I open up in the other tab and then I read through them. Only three reported on this, but it shows, one, they're not talking about this. Two, this should be in the headlines. Three, the people do want to hear about it. And the last thing that I find interesting, and I'd like to definitely get your Mike take on this, we get the first picture of Ghislaine, and she has a bruise on her eye, on her left eye. And if you guys have been down any rabbit holes, you know there's a whole ton of celebrities and royalty and the like who always get these weird bruises on their left eye. So it's been like a year or so. We finally see Ghislaine. People want to know. It's being suppressed. Finally get a picture, and she got a bruise on her left eye. What do you boys make of that?
Well, she always, she, the Illuminati always admonish. They always punish their subordinates with that situation. Very astute of you. A bruise or cut, something, some marking over one of the eyes. So, well, you know, it's like that saying, you know, how do you, what do you tell a blonde who's been, or how do you tell a blonde with two black eyes? Nothing. She's been told twice. So, terrible joke. I'm not.
We'll interpret in the ADL and ACL. You do not condone. We disavow.
I'm not promoting domestic violence, but that's a joke. But no, that is what it's about. Yeah, yeah. So she's been told. She has that marking over the eye. I don't know. My thing is she going to straighten up? Is she going to completely sell her soul? Or is she going to let out? Let us know something. That's all I can think at this point.
Well, this is the only situation where I actually condone snitching. But, Mike, what do you think?
Well,
we're dragging you into the show. Come on.
Yeah, my only thought here is maybe they had to remind her of the deal that she made, and maybe she's just being a little too whiny, or yeah, maybe there's some behind the scenes stuff. She's not cooperating properly with the plan. And yeah, the bruise on the eye thing. I mean, we could bring up, I don't know how many. I know we had, I think one of the princes, was it Prince Philip that had the bruise over his eye recently? And then you had, John Kerry and
yes.
Bush and, you know, George.
Yep. Yep.
HW, or no, W, remember, George W.
Remember, I'm just remembering this now as you're saying this. Remember John of God, the human trafficking baby farm from Brazil who Oprah went down and visited and made famous on their show, who's also connected to Nexium and all these people. That guy would also do these weird eye surgeries.
That's a hell of a connection.
A lot of weird stuff. Anytime you get into the upper level weirdos, there's always some interesting things going on. And there's some celebrities. There's some celebrities too that were popping up with Band-Aids or bruises, or they fell. And didn't Biden? Oh, and the boot. You got the boot thing. Everybody with the ankle boot, and everybody was going QAnon. Q stuff was all about. They got the ankle bracelet. They gotta hide it. They've been arrested. Blah blah blah, but I don't know. I mean, could just be all coincidence, but it seems really weird, and it always pops up at the strangest moments too. Right when something's going down, you know, we're in the midst of some national debate on some privileges or benefits of some kind, and then here's the big guy in the fight for whoever and whatever side, and then they show up with the big bruise on their face or the Band-Aid. Definitely weird.
Yeah, Nelly, he had that Band-Aid under his eye. It's like, I've already been told, you don't ever have to tell me again.
he was kind of one of the first people to sort of play that like that. And then you got Weakened. I call him Weakened because, you know, as in weakened, because it ain't weekend. he's always got the beat-up face thing going on, so... They always have somebody out there that's, you know, at the forefront for their BS with the bruises or the damage. You know, I mean, I'm assuming this has, if you really dig into it, it has something to do with the left eye path, and you had Lisa Left Eye Lopez. What, wasn't that the one that got killed? Blood in the left eye from Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, whatever that group was called.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she got killed.
Her house burned down or something like that? I don't know.
I think that might be some Beyonce drama. Ooh. I'm the leader.
Yeah.
Not you. Well, and speaking of face coverings, we all noticed now Mr. Obama, Mr. Sharkface, he's grinning everywhere. Now, without a mask, what, did COVID disappear now that he became president? Ridiculous. Even Nancy Pelosi, I mean, her and her ridiculousness, everybody still wearing their mask, and to come out with the scarf.
This is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, you can't tell she's drunk so much.
I drank my lunch today. Thank you. No, I'm full. I had the second helping of my lunch drink.
And wearing this damn scarf with the African stylized pattern on it to symbolize George Floyd's quote-unquote sacrifice. Oh, we got to put on a piece of garment. Remember, well, why don't you put these same piece of garments on the police officers? They all better be rocking it. You know what I mean? Yeah, old Biden has ramped up funding for police, by the way. In case anybody's paying attention. Ramped up funding and is returning military weapons to the police. So that shows you how much he gives a damn. And for the simple fact that he relied on black votes, give me your vote so I can kill you. I mean, come on. How are you going to do that? All these people with questions about the African American community while he was campaigning. Kick rocks. You tell him kick rocks or look at my record. My record speaks for itself. Yeah, actually, it does speak for itself because guess what? You know, with the Reagan administration, all these Republicans complaining about the black problem, as we're all being characterized as criminals, you know, all they did was complain. It was the Democrats, along with Mr. Bill Clinton, building all these extra prisons, who started mass incarcerating us. Yeah, that's his work, too. Mr. O'Biden, he pushed for that stuff as well. You gonna put us all in prison for those who are left? You gonna say if we don't vote for you, we're not black? What, we're not black if we don't vote for our own demise? Come on.
Come on.
Look,
man.
If you don't vote for a pedophile, you ain't black.
You ain't black. Come on, man.
If you don't vote for Hitler, you're not German.
Yeah. There you go.
The brainwashing is so thick. I mean, I don't know how anybody... I honestly, like I've said a million times, even before COVID, I went to a bunch of Biden rallies, bunch of Trump rallies. Biden can't sell out. I literally had... And the places that he would go, he would go to a small church in New Hampshire, couldn't sell it out. Trump would have thousands of people waiting outside of a basketball arena. Right. So this guy is massively unpopular. But you know what? The QAnon people may actually still have some hope because just like the Ghislaine Maxwell, only three articles, I found three. Well, actually two. And then it was on a video of Rachel Maddow. But two articles and a video of Rachel Maddow's show are talking about the fact that they have this audit going on in Arizona. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, where they're auditing the vote on behalf of Trump. And the way Rachel Maddow describes it is it's QAnon supporters are recounting the vote, and this may have an effect and this and that. Who knows? Sessions might come out of the tank any day.
Any day now. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back around the top of the hour with more information. Stay tuned. Charo Coochie Coochie with her new bestseller, Who You Call a Hoochie, a proud sponsor of the Snoochie Boochie Noochies. Look Leela eyeball to eyeballs and find out how they get inside them sugar pie walls. Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty, Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf? As you know, I wear my boxers so my big... Cue the rapper, tell him bring what little he got. Up against the Billy, it's really not diddly squat. Until their head hurts, when it come to wreck. Cruises like them dudes in red shirts off Star Trek. Key Kirk, Key Spock, Key McCoy. Been B-boy since your judge first squeezed toys. Born to be the host with the most. When it's on, space holes coast to coast.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.